I can't help, when I read this gospel, to hear homilies that I've heard in the past, and some of them that I wish I would just forget about, because I've heard it preached about this reading of the very demythological kind of breakdown of this, of people witnessing the apostles giving of their food and them pulling food out from hiding to share with others, and voila, everybody had enough, they just shared. I think this gospel in particular really speaks against that. I mean, Jesus sets it up 3 days in a deserted place. It sets up the extreme situation. Jesus wants to work a miracle. He wants to provide for their need, their hunger, their want. He invites the disciples to participate in that by them giving their food to Jesus, Jesus blessing it, breaking it, and giving it back to them to be given out. A simple thought today. How many times do we find ourselves paralyzed to do anything because we assess ourselves as insufficient for what is necessary? If we do not possess that which is necessary to meet the overwhelming need that is before us, and so we give up, or we retreat. The invitation of the gospel today is not to give up, nor to retreat, but to take that which we possess, the little that we see, the little that we recognize, and to place it into the hands of Jesus, and to allow Him to participate in our life, to entrust even the little that we possess into His hands. Jesus is God, but He desires the act of entrustment on our part of what we possess, of what we have. He desires that we entrust it to Him. Clearly, the gospel teaches us that in that act of entrustment, the disciples not only were able to do that which was impossible, but were even blessed beyond what they possessed in the original gift. From 7 loaves, there was a return of 7 baskets full. Do you notice that God, when He blesses, He never just blesses and you're like, boom, wow, that was the last bit. You ever notice that? Just enough for everybody here. The fact that there is bread left over, 7 baskets full of fragments, says everybody received, they ate, they were filled, they were satisfied, and God still had more. Isn't that so much more beautiful of a story? Some of us don't like leftovers. We're like, it'd be better if we just all divvied out nicely. But it doesn't, that would speak something differently about who God is. That the giving of Himself to us is some kind of mathematical formula of you only need this much. The overabundance that remained, that appeared after, shows about who our God is. Not only that He wants to heal the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute. Not only that He wants to reach in and meet us in our need, in our longing, in our hunger. But that He wants to do it in a way that is more than what we could possibly receive or consume. It speaks more beautifully about who our God is, who our Father is for us. It is precisely miracles like this that teach us to entrust ourselves, knowing that our Heavenly Father wants to pour blessings into our life in an overabundant way. It's a beautiful truth that we can take to our heart today. Amen.